With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. People from all walks of life paying tribute Sunday to Charlie Kirk at a memorial service in Arizona, praising him as a singular force whose work they must now advance. Vice President J.D. Vance says, even in death, Charlie brought glory to God.
The evil murderer who took Charlie from us expected us to have a funeral today, and instead, my friends, we have had a revival in celebration of Charlie Kirk and of his Lord Jesus Christ.
Pastor Rob McCoy, co-founder of Turning Point USA, says Charlie had a deep and abiding faith.
From the thin veil of heaven, Charlie declares to all earthly powers and principalities who will gather here, they have come into the presence of the God of all creation. Charlie wanted his Savior to be the guest of honor. Charlie was never afraid because he knew his life was secure in the hand of God.
President Trump and many others also spoke at that memorial. Well, President Trump has mentioned that billionaires like Rupert Murdoch and perhaps Michael Dell could be part of a deal in which the United States will take control of TikTok. Mr. Trump discussing the deal on Fox News over the weekend, highlighting the potential involvement of Murdoch. He also mentioned Oracle founder Larry Ellison's involvement, which has been previously disclosed. The deal aims to keep TikTok operating in the United States amid concerns about data security and manipulation by Chinese authorities. Congress has passed legislation for a TikTok ban. Mr. Trump has signed orders allowing it to operate while negotiations continue. This is SRN News. Well, a warning for pastors.
It comes from a new poll conducted by the Pew Research Center, and it asks people how they would feel if they found out artificial intelligence was involved in something they are exposed to. The survey did not ask about sermons, per se, but it did reveal that 71% of people would dislike a political candidate who gave a speech written with help from AI, and 56% would not like a similar news story, suggesting they would also not welcome a sermon if you had an AI assist to write it. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A growing unrest in Nepal has that country's very small Christian community staying watchful and trying to stay out of sight for a while. The fear is that radical Hindus will target Christians as they seek power for themselves. Last week's massive demonstrations in Nepal ended. More than 70 people were killed. This is SRN News. Well, a man is arrested and charged with a deadly New England country club shooting. Here's Julie Walker with more on that story.
A gunman opens fire during a wedding at a country club in Nashua, New Hampshire, Saturday, killing one person and wounding two others. Authorities say 23-year-old Hunter Nadeau is under arrest. The wedding DJ says someone hit him over the head with a chair, slowing him down. Wedding guest Tom Bartleson says it was chaos.
We heard about six shots and everybody ducked for cover, and next thing we know, we're rushed into safe spots.
Officials say the shooting victim was 59-year-old Robert DeCesar, and there is no known connection with the shooter. Bartleson says the gunman did say something.
He said the children are safe and free Palestine.
Investigators say it's too soon to determine a motive. I'm Julie Walker.
More details at srnnews.com.